This week's edition of News AF is sponsored by our friends over at True Car, who have some useful car tips that you might not be aware of, like how a coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean the interior of your car. You could also remove the excess weight from your car to improve its gas mileage, and you could also place your keychain remote right underneath your chin to increase its range. Those are weird tips. Here's a tip that's not so weird. True Car can help you get a great deal on a used car as well. That's right. True Car is not just for buying a new car. With the certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, you can see what other people paid, so you'll know if you're getting a good deal before you buy. You'll also be more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience when you connect with a True Car certified dealer. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with you to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, August 21st, 2018, here on News AF. If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes, that is right. Your first name in news is news on News AF to talk about everything going on with our News AF team with you live here today on Tuesday, August 21st, talking about the week's most interesting news stories here with us from the Action News AF team. Here is
first name news, last name AF.
Mm-hmm. First name Tyson, last name Apostle.
Chugga 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 choo choo.
Nice.
There, I did it right this time, Danny.
Very well done.
Get on the Tyson train.
Yeah. I dropped Bergen off this morning for preschool.
Oh, how was that?
She doesn't really want to go, and it's hard to figure out why she doesn't want to go, because if you ask two directive questions, she'll just be like, yeah. Like, I have a friend here who's 5-year-old. Anytime he tries to get out of trouble, says that somebody touched him on his privates. So now you're like, wait, what? So now he's not in trouble, but they're also doing detective work to see if what he's saying is the truth or not the truth. So I don't want to be like, are the teachers mean? Is somebody picking on you? I want her to tell me herself. Otherwise, she's just going to be like, So So I spent the morning trying to get it from her, and all I could come up with was, it's scary, and she's shy of the teachers.
Oh, that sounds like something a kid would hate. So, yeah, that's probably just the reason.
She's pretty outgoing, and she talks pretty well, so I'm having a hard time.
But is she outgoing when you're by her side?
Yeah. And also when I'm not, I think.
Okay. Well, that's the thing. You're just not there to hold her hand.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm not there. I can never know that unless I film
her. Put a GoPro on her.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Tyson, do you think it could be that you and Rachel are too fun? That I have this issue with my wife. I think that she is too fun with our kids, and that creates a lot of issues. And
I actually think it could be true.
Yeah, I said, look, this is you. Every day is too fun. What are we going to do today? What do you guys want to do? What do you want to eat? My parents never were too fun. And you know what? I grew up and I said, I can't wait to move out of my parents' house.
Yeah. The fewer moments I can spend here, the better. Yeah, that is true. Because when I was growing up, my parents were pretty fun. But I never was like, oh, man, I would love to stay and hang out with my parents right now.
So
but
fun. Oh,
with Bergen, I was just like nonstop all day. Yeah.
Right. Too fun. And you know what? I got to be honest. I feel like that I wish that my wife would say, like, how do I make my husband think I'm so fun?
So you think... But do you think I'm doing Bergen a disservice by being too fun?
I think it's a problem. I think that that parents can fall into the trap of being too fun. That's something that Danny never worries about, right, Danny?
Nope. Not ever.
Introducing Danny Bryson, everybody.
Yes. Hey, guys, I saw The Meg.
Oh, how was that?
Someone mentioned that we should watch it.
Yeah.
And so I was just throwing out there that this past weekend I had food poisoning, and I took the opportunity to combine The Meg and food poisoning.
What is The Meg?
The giant shark movie.
Starring Jason Statham.
That looks dope, dude. Did you watch it on IMAX?
No, I should have. But I did. I was a little disappointed. I wanted the body count to be way, way higher.
You revel in
it. And I feel like if you want body count, you go and watch Sharknado, the last Sharknado.
Mm-hmm. You've seen all the Sharknados?
Tara Reid. I'm guessing the body count's huge. It has Tyrannosaurus Rexes in it.
Yeah, they battle the sharks and the Tyrannosaurus Rexes, which is always interesting when they like are hyping a land animal versus an ocean animal. And you're like, it's not a fair fight. If the ocean animal has to get on land, it's going to lose. And if the land animal has to get in the water, it's going to lose. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just do two land, like King Kong had it right. King Kong and Godzilla, two land animals.
No, but Godzilla fought flying animals. Godzilla was a sea animal too. Yeah,
because a primate is somewhat amphibious. Okay. It's not an amphibian, because I'm going to get a lot of hate for that. Oh, you think mammals are amphibians? No, mammals are mammals, but primates can swim. But a Tyrannosaurus Rex can't swim, I don't think.
Let me just say that the Meg was too good in of the a movie Bible, for us, by the way.
Too good.
In the
too
Bible, it says dinosaurs can't swim.
Danny, you were sick, but you went to the movies?
Yeah, I thought we had a date scheduled.
Wait, you had diarrhea and vomiting issues.
I had 102 degree temperature. I thought this is the perfect time to become a weaponized individual. So go out to the public.
Be patient zero.
Spread my disease. So I thought, well, look, I'm going to be sitting around anyway. Why not go do a movie with this 102 degree temperature? Mm-hmm. The diarrhea and the vomiting hadn't hit yet. I was in that like ramping up stage. We're like,
plus there's the crack behind the seat where you could always like prop the seat up just a hair and put popcorn bucket underneath.
Yeah, the popcorn buckets and the drink buckets are so huge these days that they double.
Bodily fluid receptacles.
Yeah, an emergency evacuation
for sure.
Receptacle. So I just went to the movies and it was a huge mistake. Mm. I almost had to leave. I was burning up in there.
You went with your wife as a date or you ended up, yes.
I'll do anything to get away from my kids. That includes leaving my house with 102 degree temperature.
Did your wife want to see the Meg?
I don't think so. I think that's on me.
That movie but you were sick, so you could use that.
Exactly. The sympathy card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
you
worked.
Could be like, oh, I got to choose because anything that I don't choose is going to give me diarrhea.
I did think as I was laying in bed, curled up in the fetal position with a fever and puking and diarrhea, is that if I die and the last movie I saw was The Meg, will I have died happy?
Yeah.
And what did you come up with?
I don't think so. I think I would have liked to have died having seen Mission Impossible. That would have been preferable.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah. Now I know.
Okay. Well, make sure you go see it just in case anything happens to you.
Hmm. Yeah. At least I would have asked that it be shown at my funeral so everybody could experience my last moments.
So what are you going to try and watch before you die then? Rambo First Blood.
Yeah. You want to watch a heroic triumphant movie where the hero comes through all the hard times and has his moment at the end. That's what you want to watch.
Okay, well, let's get into our top stories at this hour. And this is an interesting one going on today. This is a big story this morning. Okay, we have been advocating for this for some time on this show, and it looks like that we are getting one step closer to this reality. A big story today that Facebook is working on something called a trust rating score. Which is going to give people a numerical grade between 0 and 1. It's supposedly an effort to fight fake news and fake profiles on the site. But Danny, is this getting us a one step closer to a better society?
How long till we can tie this score into your Greyhounding score?
Yes, yes.
They're not perfectly matched up. This is your trustworthiness, not how well you interact with others in a social situation.
Yeah.
So they're not exactly the same, but I feel like this is a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
So what's Steve Zuckerkorn's trust score going to be? We know he liked a bunch.
It'll always be 100%, Tyson.
Yeah. Now, of course,
I honestly forgot his name. What is it? It's Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes. There are some concerns here going to something that we have referenced often in China about people feel like that there is... is part of the communist regime is to assign people this social score, which is preventing them from traveling. But we think that maybe that could be exactly what we need, Tyson.
But from Facebook?
Yeah, well, look.
You're going to have an untrustworthy, unreliable corporation that has been proven to be untrustworthy now be in charge of rating everyone's trustability.
Mm-hmm. Everyone that's on the site. This is a voluntary action to be a member of Facebook.
I don't get on Facebook hardly at all anymore. The only time I get on it is for the News AF group, which we maybe need to just shift to a chat room somewhere.
A chat room? Like what kind of chat room?
I don't know, like a website or maybe like a public Google Docs or something where people can share the stories on there. Although it is nice to have people's comments on the stories, which I don't know. I just think that as Facebook is slowly swirling around the toilet it's on its way down the pipe. And
I would
love to support that, but we've got to get Group AF off of there and somewhere that's safer before that happens.
But think about the trust rating on Group AF. It's going to be through the roof. We'll be one of we'll be like a lighthouse.
A beacon. There,
a beacon to guide those lost souls towards the shore of truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. This is from Benjamin King on Twitch, thinks that we need to bring News AF to the dark web.
So we can order opiates. Well, and
I don't know.
I say no to drugs.
Yes. So, Danny, it seems as though that the big concern out there with all these media companies is, you know, policing the fake news. And what is the best way to do that? And who should be the person making
the call fake
on what's fake and what's not?
The individual, first of all, should be the person who makes that call. But this says here that Facebook has a trust rating for users, but you won't be able to tell your score. So I'm guessing that they're just using it internally in order to ban pages. You know what I mean? As a tool or a weapon, depending on how you see it, get those pages that are pushing out fake news, according to them, off of the front page or off of the sidebar or advertisements or whatever.
Yeah.
So you can't see it yet.
And Danny, what is that score based on? Just how much fake news you share on Facebook?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. But again, who cares? Like I'm for you can share whatever you want, as fake as you want. And if people believe it, good for you. You've been able to trick a certain number of people. I like to believe that humans can evolve and discern. I mean, that's what we're doing here. We're educating people. We're teaching people how to discern between fake and real news, right? We're giving them the necessary tools. One of the things we do. We combat fake news.
We combat depression by giving everyone a laugh.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't care. Facebook is a private company. People choose to go on it. They can do whatever they want. If you want to sign up and be part of that trust system.
Come on, Mark Zuckerkorn.
It's true. Okay. So they can do whatever they want. And I don't know how much faith I have in humanity to be able to sort out fake news from real news. But I like to believe that we could learn. So go ahead. Create a trust score. I'm extremely interested in what happens. I love the idea of the experiment, but I don't really do anything on Facebook.
I used to be terrified of the Chinese, not terrified, but of the Chinese just destroying everything electronic because they create everything electronic. Mm-hmm. Now I can't wait for the day when all of a sudden all technology ceases to exist and we have to go back to talking to people face to face.
Yeah, you want
to
wind it back.
Yeah, but a situation in which all the electronics become dead is a situation where you don't have time to talk to people face to face because you're scrambling to survive.
Why? I've got at least 3 days worth of food in my pantry, bro.
Yeah, you're imagining this like surgical strike where only our devices are hurt, or maybe just even if the internet went down.
I've got a bike and a backpack.
The repercussions. Yeah, you also have two kids. And a wife. It would be nice if you didn't have those things and the internet went down. But unfortunately, you've got a lot of spare baggage that won't fit on your bike or just in your backpack.
Okay. well, you made me rethink this, but yeah, still we'll try to make the most of it if it happens.
Danny, is the only way to beat the system to not join Facebook?
You can try that. You don't have to join Facebook to
there's still this fake news all around you, even
all around you. Really, what you need to do is if something at all makes you wonder that's too good to be true or no way, you should really trust your instincts, assuming you have any, and just maybe dig in a little bit more into the details.
Yeah. Now, again, this is not yet a step in that direction towards the Chinese social credit system, which for the new listeners can really impact people who go into debt, don't recycle, or commit traffic offenses.
Yeah, but we've always been advocating for some kind of citizen score where we can block you from being on airplanes.
Airplanes or any sort of any public type spaces,
public or anywhere near me.
Movie theaters, too. Yes. I went to a movie theater once and there were like these homeless people drinking and smoking on the back row. And I was just like, it wouldn't have been super annoying, except for they were so loud.
Yeah.
And I felt not that safe there, you know.
Were any of them sick with food poisoning?
Probably all of them were. I can't imagine they had a clean water source.
But they've built up such an immunity that it doesn't bother them. Diarrhea they
think,
is diarrhea.
They think that diarrhea is normal poop. They think that everybody just has diarrhea all the time.
All right. All right. Let's.
Is that what you wanted, Rob?
No, definitely not. Okay.
Yeah, I could tell.
All right. Let's go to our next story. Let's talk about a exciting new challenge. You know, we talked about the negatives of social media, but now, you know, when a new challenge breaks, that's the exciting part of social media. There's a new challenge called the Falling Stars Challenge, a new Instagram trend, Tyson. Have you done the Falling Stars Challenge?
I hate these fucking broga guys, dude.
All right. So here is
sweeping Russia.
Here is the Falling Stars Challenge, the new Instagram
and
trend.
It's sweeping Instagram, apparently.
Yes. Okay. People all over Instagram, you may have seen this all over your feed. People are posing like they are a dead body in extravagant locations.
Okay, I like it.
So here is a woman who is coming off of a jet. Unfortunately, it's a Wizz Air jet, which...
So it's pretty believable.
Yeah. Here is a guy who is, is this a Lambo?
A Lambo?
And he's acting like he's dead coming out of this Lambo.
It's probably a Pontiac Fiero with a Lambo body kit over the top of it. Here's you can get those in the back of Boy's Life.
Who is at like a tennis lesson and is dead. This is another lady who's getting out of a car.
Do you think this was sparked by that journalist who faked his death? This is kind of like a tame version of that.
Maybe this is not that luxurious, but this is a woman who is getting out of the back of a DHL delivery vehicle.
Yeah, I wonder. She doesn't look like an employee.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like that
she's getting a bunch of packages. And then also this woman appears to be on the deck of a cruise ship and is dead.
No, that's a yacht. That's a really nice yacht.
It looks like the only thing, the common denominator in all of these is that you have to, when you get back up, your back has to be sore because you've overarched it.
Yeah.
Looks like everybody's face down with their legs up.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if this is a broga moment for you, Tyson.
I like it. I actually don't mind this. It's better than planking.
Yeah. So, Falling Stars Challenge. Tyson, will you have a Falling Stars Challenge up soon?
Yeah. I'd like to challenge Barack Obama, Louis C.K., and...
don't bring Louis C.K. into this.
This is maybe his redemption song here is where he... does the Falling Stars Challenge.
Falling Stars 2018 has 3,581 posts. Is that enough to beat the broga?
Yes.
It's not. Yes, it is, but it's not a viral sensation.
There is another hashtag, just Falling Stars, with 30,000 posts. Mm-hmm. So I think there's some confusion over which hashtag to use.
Still 33,000. not a phenomenon yet.
Yeah. I also think that some people aren't good at reading and think it says falling stairs challenge, because it does seem as though
everybody wants to do the stairs
that are falling on stairs.
Is this offensive to people who just naturally fall downstairs?
It could be. And they're like, right? I could have taken pictures of me months ago and started a viral sensation instead of now I'm on the tail end of the trend.
Or they might be, they might feel like they're being mocked by the internet because they, you know, fall down so many stairs.
Yeah, but if you're not feeling like you're mocked by the internet in some capacity, then you're not utilizing it properly.
According to this article, the Falling Stars 28 hashtag began gaining traction when the Metro reported that it was predominantly sweeping Instagrams of the Russian rich. So for all of the wealthy Russian oligarchs out there, that this is a move to really impress your friends.
Get on it. The DHL, is, you think she's an oligarch?
She could be.
Maybe she owns DHL.
Yes. Daquan says, that would make Logan Paul a star. I don't want to be in that universe there. Because John had said that Logan Paul already mastered the Falling Star Challenge last year. No, that was not. I mean, he thought maybe somebody was doing the Falling Stars Challenge.
Yeah, that was definitely a falling star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And star is also a loose term that we use very loosely when referring to Logan Paul.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
wow, Tyson mentioned Logan Paul without mentioning his comb over.
Oh, yeah, he does have a comb over.
There we go.
His comb over now messed up in the Falling Stars Challenge.
Yep, yeah, everything's he can't right do with it the world without world. Wearing a headband or a hat.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to another top story at this hour. I don't know, Danny, have you visited Guadalajara?
Oh, he went there yesterday because this came up 2 days ago.
Yeah. Well, no,
should I put on the helicopter?
Should I put it on my list?
Yeah. Put that on the bucket list as well.
Adventure list.
After you go see Mission Impossible, plan a trip to Guadalajara, because they have updated their laws in the city. And now it is no longer illegal to have public intercourse.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes. Now you can stop feeling repressed, Danny.
Yep. They get it. They understand.
They get it. Finally. Finally.
Remember when you like walking around Guadalajara after getting some chicken feet to snack on and then you're getting all horned up?
It's aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Yep. Some chicken feet. Nothing gets you
horned up
more ramped up than chicken feet or cow's tongue.
Yeah. Now, this is something that we've seen quite a bit here in the United States with different law enforcement agencies having less of a focus on different narcotics, specifically with marijuana legislation. We've seen that where different police agencies say, look, we want to use our resources to combat, you know, real crime. Not that big of a deal. It takes up too much of our resources. But this is the first I've heard of any place taking public sex off of the rule list.
I think what you're seeing here are people in power who wanted to be having sex in public, or maybe they got busted once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, let's just pass a law so this is legal, because I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Okay. Now, again, before people start booking those plane tickets on Wizz Air to get down to Guadalajara, let me just warn you that while it is no longer illegal to have public sex, that is as long as there is no third party complaint, Tyson.
Oh, so as long as you... So it's still illegal.
What kind of stuck in the 50s, you know, stiff
backwards
collar,
mentality
tie wearing
is that
backwards bro is going to complain about public sex.
Yeah. Hey, look, so that might draw a crowd as long as nobody's complaining.
So basically it's the same as everywhere else.
Well, this would be if the police catch you, then I think you could get a ticket for it. But if you and your partner are someplace and there's nobody around to complain, and a police officer walks by, I don't think that they can, unless the police officer is offended.
Is, yeah.
Then I think you're good.
There is also, it says that there's precedence for this, and there's a park in Amsterdam that is obviously one of the most popular parks in the capital. And it also allows sex in the open and has allowed it for a while.
So,
the gross, the smell.
How did you know this, Danny?
I'm reading it in the article. I did go to Amsterdam recently, but I didn't visit this park. Now I'm wondering if my whole vacation was a waste of time.
Sounds like it was.
Danny, is it true that you got the last couch you purchased in Amsterdam?
Weirdly enough, I did pick it up at this park, and it was heavily discounted. Heavily.
Have you blacklit it yet?
No.
Don't.
Yeah, it just glows like it glows in predator blood. Light. It just glows like predator blood. The entire thing.
Yeah. So, going back to Amsterdam, you got to keep the space clean, and activities should be conducted in areas away from child zones.
Look, nobody wants they should to be. See this.
And they can't make too much noise.
Well, then what's the point?
Which I
can't put on a show. The people doing this, in public are doing it because they want to put on a show. Now you're taking away some of the reasons they want to do this. So other people will see them. Yeah. And so without that, it's like, why not just do it in your own living room if nobody's watching? Why not invite some people from the streets into your living room to watch you?
Oh,
maybe
that's
that might
good.
Be the, yeah, yeah, if that's what gets you off.
Yeah. So you say instead of having sex in public, open up your home to transients that want to,
watch
strangers
you.
Have intercourse.
Yeah. Or, you know, there's lots of ways you could do this that don't involve making me feel sick when I accidentally walk by this park in Amsterdam.
Okay. All right. So interesting. Let us know if anybody has any stories from traveling to Guadalajara or any of our listeners in Guadalajara. Let us know how this is impacting your community. Let's go to some movie news. We talked about The Meg. I don't know if Danny, did you, instead of going to go see The Meg, did you consider going to check out the new Kevin Spacey film, The Billionaire Boys Club?
Definitely didn't make a billionaires at the box office.
Yes. The Billionaire Boys Club, starring the controversial actor Kevin Spacey, who I believe is planning a trip to Guadalajara in the coming months. He is
with the Billionaire Boys.
Yes. He is the star of a new film, which opened up at the box office with an opening of $618.
Is that true?
That's not even enough to cover the craft table for the first day.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. And this was supposed to be his redemption song?
I don't know if it was supposed to be his redemption song. I think the movie was filmed prior to Kevin Spacey getting into hot water. And the film that the producers of the film argued that, no, it should still come out. The movie opened up with $126 at the box office on Friday and ended up with $618 over the course of the weekend.
Now, was it a nationwide release?
No, well, it was nationwide, but only in 11 theaters. So there were theaters across San Francisco, Phoenix. You could have gone to see it, Tyson. Minneapolis, ooh. Detroit, New Orleans, Hartford, New Haven, Miami, and Sarasota, Florida.
So is the film good? People are just refusing to see it, or is the film terrible?
I don't know. Is it on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Rotten Tomatoes and the Billionaire Boys Club. Let's see. It's not getting a good rating.
What does it have?
11% on the tomato meter. However,
Only 58 people have seen it, though.
Yes, a 53% audience score out of 146 ratings. So I don't know if it's quite...
So that's the entire crew and cast of the movie?
146, not 146 people have seen it. If you do 146 times a $12 movie ticket,
yes,
that doesn't add up.
Okay. Now, the poster for Billionaire Boys Club does not have Kevin Spacey on it.
Good move.
I think that this might be a little premature to be padding, the collective civilization on the back for, hey, good Kevin Spacey, he needs to pay for what he did. Good job, everybody, boycotting his movie. I believe that had Kevin Spacey not gotten into trouble, this movie would have made $619 this weekend at the box office.
At least.
It's possible.
You don't think it would have been a nationwide theatrical, full theatrical release? Well, if
maybe,
he hadn't?
Maybe it would have had a wider release to have been a bigger, you know, a bust across more theaters. But I can't imagine there was a lot of interest in this film even prior to Kevin
What's
Spacey.
The premise?
Let's see. What is the premise?
I think it's covering a story from the 80s about a Ponzi scheme.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be at the front end of a Ponzi scheme.
I know. It's great for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you could just get out and be like, I didn't know.
Get your money, then get down to Guadalajara.
Yep. Get down to Guadalajara and everything is going to be sweet and breezy.
$618 for the latest Kevin Spacey.
I have more money than that in my wallet right now, probably.
Whoa.
You could, wow. Yeah. I mean, you could have rented out all those theaters for yourself. Yeah.
The very rich and the very poor carry cash.
Yeah.
That's right.
$618 for Boys Club. It looks like there was a cute dog in the film.
Oh, it wasn't enough.
You think
enough,
that
though.
Would draw viewers in, yeah.
Yeah, one cute dog wasn't
What if
enough.
It was that? What if they had changed the name and they had the dog on there and it was like, cute little puppies doing cute puppy things. Then it would have had like $85 trillion.
So many. They would have made so
much money.
Because
people would have still walked out, but it takes somebody with a lot of courage to demand their money back for a movie.
You know, if in the editing room they had removed all reference of grown men and replaced grown men operating a Ponzi with puppies,
well,
it would have made all of its money back.
I mean, on that note, Danny, considering the fact that Kevin Spacey has been accused of a number of very unscrupulous acts, I believe, including having relationships with underage men, perhaps
boys,
maybe
boys.
The title The Billionaire Boys Club starring Kevin Spacey, maybe the film could have gone with some sort of rebranding like the big Ponzi scheme, like
the man
maybe,
on top.
No, I think that they should probably have steered as far away from the Kevin Spacey real life controversy as possible.
Yeah, well, crazy. they could do a lot with CGI. They could have completely replaced his face with something else.
That's what they did in the other movie for All the Money in the World. They completely reshot all of the scenes that he was in, and that was fine. Maybe Billionaire Boys Club.
Did they make their money on it though?
Yeah, I think that that movie actually did very well.
So the only good news to come out of this is that if you're the director and you just tank this movie, you can blame it all on Kevin Spacey.
Right.
It doesn't matter how crappy your movie was.
Still, though,
everybody involved, the writers, all the other actors, like, well, yeah, look, it was Kevin Spacey's fault.
With Kevin Spacey, this is what they should have done. They should have airbrushed something like embarrassing, like a dick on his face, the whole movie.
You think that they should have turned the movie into one big public shaming
smear.
Kevin
Spacey. Yeah. Yeah. Then they.
I thought you were
going to
say they should have put Nicolas Cage's face
on it. So you think if the movie was called Kevin Spacey is a huge douche, and then people would have come out to go see it like, I want to be there for the public flogging of Kevin Spacey.
Exactly. It got all like the public, gotten all like the terrible outtakes
his
and
accusers,
stuff. And just
right. Everybody
like where he's like, line, I forgot my lines again, guys. As and then he punches somebody from
or
the
just tons
table.
Of voice, like a fake foreign voiceover.
Yeah, show his bloopers and everything like that. Yeah. Unflattering.
Like, make those as the, make it the most terrible movie ever, but only because Kevin Spacey's in it, and just show like his worst takes the entire movie and him flubbing it and then him getting mad for inexplicable reasons, which happens to
it
all.
It definitely would have done better.
Yeah.
That would have been.
It would be hard to do better. Worse than $618. I mean, how much is a ticket to the movies? I figure if it's got to be around $10, that means 61 people went to go see this.
Dude, if these guys had just been like, let's just pull all the worst things that Kevin Spacey did that we got on film and slap that together So many people would pay for that. And while I'm encouraging that, I am discouraging CBS from doing that to me with all of the Survivor footage.
Yes. That's a-
Well, you haven't done anything to warrant that type of treatment, Tyson.
Not yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, don't count your chickens yet, Danny.
Okay.
Well, those chicken feet, I've been counting those, just waiting to eat those.
Yeah. Getting all horned up.
All right. In other news this week, this is a kind of a crazy story out of New York City where there was a woman on Tinder. And she was a very popular lady because she ended up having a lot of matches with men in the city recently. And then all of the men ended up to head to a date to what she said was going to be seeing her friend perform as a DJ outside. But when the unsuspecting men got there, they realized that they were actually all 100 men were on a quote unquote date with the same woman, Danny.
Yeah. So I read that this was, she did this in collaboration with someone who puts together viral videos. I couldn't remember the other videos he's done.
Yeah, it was some sort of a publicity stunt for something.
It was. Yeah, exactly. It was a publicity stunt. But I mean, that doesn't change. It's still an interesting story in that all these guys showed up. I did hear in the article I read that a lot of them left when she started shouting out the requirements. Do you have a list of those requirements that she was shouting out to the crowd?
She was like, no beards. Yeah, she had a bunch of
stuff. You can't be a Puerto Rican Trump supporter.
Yeah.
You have to be 5'10 or taller.
Yeah, well, I think that just to quote her, she said, that she was like trying to prove a point here, but I think her point,
what's the point?
Her point was like, I think she was like trying to like show
lonely men will do anything for companionship.
Yeah. Guys are liars.
Wow.
She said, okay, half
that's groundbreaking research.
Are in relationships. So you should leave now. I know I brought you here, but now you can, I know all 100 of you are planning on sticking around for the date, but half of you can leave now because you're in relationships. To the other half of you, if you can support Trump and date a Puerto Rican, now is the time to leave.
By the way, you have a great megaphone.
Thank you.
It is. Is it better than his mouth?
I felt like I was there.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
I don't like this play. Now, I feel
I don't
like
I don't either.
She has a if you are a tourist or you don't live in this country, you can leave also. I mean, I feel like she's all over the map here.
She's anti-Trump, but anti-immigration.
Also anti-tourist. She's got a lot.
And immigration.
She says, also, if you are named Jimmy, you will also have to leave as well. I don't date anyone named Jimmy.
That one
why did she
sense.
Invite the Jimmys there?
Yeah, why'd she swipe right on any Jimmy?
That's the worst. And then she did a live swipe left, swipe right line. She did some contests. It's like you're taking people, and I don't know all of these guys, but you're taking probably a lot of lonely dudes who just want to find that special someone.
Yeah.
And then you're taking advantage
of music,
them.
Wow, cue
the music,
Tyson.
Well, it's just, I don't know. It's the wrong demographic
who
to pick on.
Who would stay to date this psychopath who put this together?
Yeah, she's really making herself appear to be an not so great match.
Yeah.
So she's only hurting herself, Tyson.
Yes.
We hope. We hope so. But now she probably has gained like 30 million Instagram followers.
Yeah. But Instagram followers are not lovers.
They're not. Danny, do you blame the Bachelorette for putting these ideas into people's heads where that they can swipe with 100 people on Tinder and then have some sort of mass rose ceremony in a public?
No, I blame Tinder.
Yes.
I don't blame Tinder. I blame this woman.
Yeah, I see what she's doing.
I like the idea. I like that she's thinking outside of the box, but I think it's too cruel.
I think if she had brought everybody out there and then she'd held her contest in like a harmless fun, she's turning into cat turd sandwich territory with some of these things. She's just being
mean. She would have just been like, I brought all of you here because I was legitimately
now we're
going to
have a pie eating contest.
She really did. Yeah. She made them have a race.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I read that in push-ups as well. See, that to me is like, that's less obnoxious than the whole, if you are a Trump supporter who can date a Puerto Rican or 5'10", like nobody can control how tall they are. It's just like, if she'd brought them all together and then had some hilarious contest, that to me would be entertaining. What she's kind of doing is, I don't know, not as cool, or Logan Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's leaning towards a Logan Paul cat poo sandwich
YouTuber.
I wouldn't
be surprised if she has a comb over.
Yeah. Now, Tyson, do you think that people on dating apps should be on the lookout for these types of publicity stunts? How do you know if you're roped into a sort of a mass cattle call?
I don't know. That's the thing now. And now probably more people are going to do it. And
well, that's why Facebook is creating a trust score, right? Yeah. What if Tinder created a trust score? Yeah, exactly. The Tinder trust score.
Yeah. Do you get a rating on Tinder after you go on a date? I know we're the wrong crew to ask. Let me ask the chat.
Yeah, is it like Uber?
Yeah, no, you should get a, I think you should get a score.
There's specific sites that you can rate like bad dudes if you're a woman. Like I listened to the podcast Dirty John. And if you go on there, there's like a bunch of, there's a list of like the top 10 worst dudes to date. And they all like try and steal from you and stuff like that.
But once you become one of the worst dudes to date, I think you actually probably get more dates. No, you get more dates because now you're interesting.
Everybody's like, wow.
The bad
this guy's going to try and take all of my savings.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So according to the Twitch chat, Fancy Bebe says, no, you don't get a rating. LOL. And your only option is to report dudes on Tinder. So if somebody is very inappropriate, I guess you can report them. Now, Daquan also says that Tinder already requires a Facebook. So maybe, this Facebook score that a lot of people are worried about, that this could be helping the dating world.
I like the idea of a trust score. I mean, I don't use Tinder, but it sounds like it could be extremely helpful to avoid a situation like this.
But would pulling this stunt give you a lower trust score?
Yeah, every one of these guys should give her one star.
Bam. They can nuke her score. 100 people dropping a score bomb.
Good. Then she has to greyhound everywhere she goes for 1 year probationary period.
Yes.
They should have, like, you remember when we were really young and they had a smoking section and a non-smoking section? They should segregate the greyhounders everywhere you go. So, like, you go in and it's like, are you a greyhounder? Yes. Well, here's your set of the restaurant. We haven't cleaned it for a long time and it's going to take way longer to get your food. And if you're...
But feel free to trim your toenails
or shave your legs, do whatever you want over there, because we don't clean it or upkeep it in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
It's like the smoking one where you'd go in and literally they'd be like, do you want non-smoking or smoking? And it's like, well, the tables are right next to each other. What does it matter? And they're like, well, that one's smoking and that one's non-smoking. You're like, oh, well, non-smoking, I guess, but they're just going to blow their smoke over to me. Those were the days. Remember, Danny, when you were like, could get high off tobacco?
Yeah.
At Skipper's smoking section?
Yeah, I went to Skipper's all the time. Skipper's actually is a great Greyhounding restaurant. So the whole restaurant could just be dedicated to Greyhounders.
You think they don't, they're pro Greyhounder?
All Greyhounders welcome the sign. And that's where I think this woman should be forced to take her days from here on out.
Yeah. The woman is, she's a model actress named Natasha Aponte.
Of course she is.
She
of
is
course.
Part of a video.
When did she...
By marketer Rob Bliss. So she's kind of like a pawn in all of this.
When did she update her thing to actor, though? Like, that was just like the day before she did this. She's like, now put your thing as actress.
Yeah, he like real life catfished 100 guys and got them to come to this publicity stunt for his video. And then the video is going to be out later this week.
Not really hard to do either, by the way. To get 100 guys to
catfish
show up.
100 dudes. Yeah. I mean, when you are trying to lure in a bunch of dudes who are just looking for their soulmate.
The danger is having 100 horny dudes in such a confined space altogether.
Without the laws of Guadalajara.
You've got to overturn cars and several fires. You got to be careful when grouping men up, especially when they are expecting something.
Yeah.
But they're heartbroken men in love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You think all the tears...
But I mean,
the tears will drown them.
Yeah, it's just the whole thing is, okay, so what are we doing here? We had like a real woman was on Tinder and then guys matched with her and thought they were going to a date with her. I was like, what did you prove here? That people wanted to go on a date with this woman
that
on
people
Tinder?
Want to meet other people?
Yeah. Like, see, people are trying to just hook up on Tinder.
We're going to start getting into some real Demolition Man territory where you just put on your VR goggles to have relationships.
Yeah. So, all right. We'll wait for that video to drop on Thursday from Rob Bliss. And then
I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, we can't watch it. This has to be us drawing the line that we're not going to be part of these publicity stunts.
It'll get retweeted a million times.
Yeah, see? It's going to be all over the place. See? And this is laying the groundwork for that viral video right here. Boom.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And now the video is a guaranteed success. Then we're going to see more of this garbage.
We made it.
We did. Right. We did.
Okay. Let's talk about our worst airline passenger of the week. Danny, what do we know about a man who urinated on a Japanese passenger this week?
Four glasses of wine and one glass of sake.
Yes.
Or however you say that. That pretty much tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah. Now, again, this guy's Facebook user rating should crater.
It should. He peed on a 50-year-old Japanese man,
mm-hmm.
and then claims that he doesn't remember any of it.
Yeah, I mean, story checks out. Sounds about right.
Yes, so far. And then I heard that he tried to go to Arby's where they rejected him, so he went to Skipper's.
No, he was arrested in Japan. Oh. I know they probably have an Arby's in Japan with some weird hamburger or meat burger that they sell.
Yeah, or but, a fake meat burger.
He had to go to a Japanese prison or jail. But here's the thing. You serve alcohol to relax people, but it seems to me that a lot of these incidents could be avoided if they just got cut off. But cutting someone off can also lead to an incident. So it's a tricky situation. Mm-hmm.
But also, if you didn't have any alcohol, that would also set people into a rage too. So you can't win unless Greyhound starts their own airline.
Mm-hmm.
With all the alcohol, it's like Bachelor in Paradise. They're just handing out alcohol to everybody, and they're filming it all and selling that to the networks.
The Greyhounders should have to take boats to these locations. That would teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
A steamboat?
Yeah, well, just like a shipping boat,
mm-hmm.
where they have to eat with the crew and hang out on a stinky shipping container boat for 3 months while they get to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Think how many Greyhounders are on their way to Guadalajara. Like, I would be interested if we see an uptick in bad behavior on flights to Guadalajara.
I think it's going to be filled with Greyhounders. It's going to be a safe haven for Greyhounders, or so they think.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is,
Greyhounders
are
complaining about Greyhounders in Guadalajara.
Mm-hmm. If Spirit Airlines all of a sudden starts up a direct flight to Guadalajara, that is the last flight you will ever want to be on.
Don't take it. Canucks in the Twitch chat says alcohol-free flights would reduce so many problems. Is that our official position? Do we need to ban alcohol on...
People would go berserk because they didn't have alcohol. I think you can't win.
No, I think that it would be better off without alcohol. Are there some other drugs that we could give them?
But a lot of people drink before they get on the plane anyways. So,
that's true.
Okay.
So then they're already...
Drink before you get on the plane.
No, but then when you want to drink on the plane, you get pissed.
Or on.
Or pissed on.
Yeah. How about we just serve everybody just like a warm turkey
placebo
sandwich on the flight?
Oh, and let the tryptophan kick in?
Let the tryptophan
that's
work
a good
its
idea.
Magic.
Yeah, the itis will set in immediately.
Yes.
I think that not everybody's going to eat turkey. Why don't you just do placebo alcohol?
Placebo alcohol?
Oh, you mean, fake alcohol?
Fake alcohol.
It's real?
It's people non-alcoholic.
People get crazy with fake alcohol, Tyson.
I know. The placebo effect will kick in.
I just had all this tequila. People still act the fool.
But what if you put a bunch of melatonin in it?
Melatonin on the flight, yeah.
In the fake alcohol.
I mean, would you rather be part of the story where the guy's pissing because he's blackout drunk, or the woman's pissing because she's on her phone and she just had to go and couldn't wait I mean, which one's less offensive of a urinal?
Well, she didn't piss on anybody.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's just like, you could fix that with a mop.
Okay, but if, okay, let's make them
peeing on somebody
equal.
Then.
No, no, let's make all things equal. Which is worse, the blackout drunk guy or the person who is fully aware of what they're doing?
The person who's aware of what they're doing, because at least they're doing it like not on another person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. And also, when you pee on somebody, that's a real alpha move. Like, that dude's like, I'm now the alpha of the herd. Yeah,
yeah, right? You mark your territory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, too bad this guy wasn't flying into China. I feel like that the Chinese would have known what
to do with him. Yeah,
the negative score right on him, take a Greyhound back to the U.S.
Yeah, he would have had to go up through Russia, across the Bering Strait into Alaska.
Wait for the land bridge to reappear.
Yes, wait for the land bridge, which isn't going to happen anytime soon because the ice caps are melting at an alarming rate.
Right, right. There might be some like Greyhound version of water transportation. What's that, a ferry?
Yeah, a crab boat, probably.
Right.
That makes the most sense. A crab boat that serves chicken feet. That's the only thing.
That'll serve them. You know, once people start hearing some of these tough stories.
Horror stories, yeah.
Yeah. Then they'll shape up their behavior.
Do you think, if you're on the airplane and a guy is preparing to pee, it seems like you're giving ample warning to defend yourself against urination.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Choke off the stream with your hands?
You're going to snap off your tray table, and you're going to shield yourself.
No, you'll
and redirect
get in trouble
the urine.
For doing that.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's every man for himself. Once that wiener's out and it's pointed at you, I think you should be allowed to do whatever.
Yeah,
no,
once the wiener's out and pointed at you,
at that point.
Okay, but why did you let it get to that point? You see the guy stand up, right? Because he's either standing or
kneeling. Danny, what are you
going to
do? You're in a window seat. There's somebody on the aisle. The guy in the middle seat undoes his trousers. You're trying to like, what are you doing? And then
you're just
going to
take it. You're not going to fight back. You're not going to push him, Tyson. You're just going to be like, pretend like you like it. Just
no, I definitely push him. But what I'm saying is you're going to get urine on you no matter what you do, Danny.
OK, but I can decide how much urine. I might get a couple splashes, inadvertent splashes. If I can get up and shove him quick enough, then hopefully he'll just pee on that family of three right next to me.
Plus, if you're choking off his lizard, you could be sued for sexual harassment.
I'm not grabbing the garden hose. That's not my strategy.
You can
here.
Point the fire it hose. At him in some sort of a
U-turn. Yeah. You turn it all down.
Yeah,
his
I mean,
pant leg.
If the tray table, you could then flip the stream back at him.
Yeah, that's that. I mean, there's no way to break off those tray tables. I know my kids have put a lot of weight on those.
Right. So, Danny, is the move to wear a poncho on any sort of intercontinental flight?
Just be ready to grab the flotation device, because we know that it's not going to absorb any water. It might be able to redirect urine.
Okay.
Or maybe you could get the vomit bag and catch it and then splash it all in his face.
You're a hero. If you could do that, if you can snatch up that vomit bag and use it to receive the urine,
so
you're a superhero.
What's the move? You start preparing this at a third glass of champagne?
Yeah,
you got to do something. That's
Or I think that if you first sake,
I think
if you observe
eventually...
someone consuming a lot of alcohol, you need to start strategizing what you're going to do in different situations. A fist fight, public urination. You have to go through all of these situations and just be prepared because one of those is coming your way.
Okay. All right. So all good advice for our listeners who are traveling by air. Danny, are you ready to take us to your wonderful bolt hole?
Guide me.
Okay, here we go. All right, let's explore what's going on this week in Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel... you belong.
Yes.
So good. Never gets old.
It really doesn't. I actually look forward to it. It's the highlight of Tuesday.
People really love it.
Tyson, how's your golf game going?
Well, I quit when the baby was born, more out of frustration than actually having a new baby. And Okay. My golf instructor keeps calling me and I keep ignoring it because I'm just like, I'm so sick of golfing.
Mm-hmm.
But did offer me free lessons until we get my golf swing perfected.
How'd they get you?
Have you ever had a confrontation on the golf course?
Yeah. We asked some people if we could play through.
Oh, yes, the play
through. And they said, no, hold on a second. And then one man continued to teach three people how to play golf for the first time. And I was like, it'll take us a second to just get through you. No, hold on. So then we had to actually talk to the golf course. And Marshall. The marshal went and told them to speed up or let us through.
And when you drove by, did you get some mean glares?
Yeah, sure, definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Golf is one of those sports that people claim to play for relaxation.
No.
They just get out on the, but it's all a lie.
Yeah,
golfers
it's not relaxing.
Are wound up tight. There's a lot of rage on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Tyson kind of gave me an idea of how this story I'm about to talk about came to pass, because the playthrough can be an awkward moment. You actually have to drive past people and they're acknowledging their inferiority, at least maybe in lack of speed or in quality. When they do so, it's a very shameful moment. Much like, remember we talked about when passengers got on a plane, they had to walk through first class. It's like a similar thing where two classes of people are passing each other and a little animosity is exchanged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in one case, this led to a fight in Plymouth. Two foursomes.
I heard about this.
Yeah. Two foursomes engaged in violence on the golf course. And one man had his thumb bitten off at the knuckle.
Oh.
In the fight.
Do you know how hard you'd have to bite?
Yes. That's the fascinating thing about this story is, okay, Tyson bit the ear. The ear is a soft.
Not me, Tyson. Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Mike Tyson bit the ear of Holyfield. And that's a nice, like, I could see that doing that, right? That's a nice piece of flesh to just gnaw on. But the thumb, like, put that in your mouth and just imagine
bone,
how much force.
Yeah.
You got to get through the bone. I mean, the amount of rage necessary to, first of all, let a man put his thumb in your mouth in a non-sexual, Guadalajara
way. That's why you wear gloves on the golf course, right?
Yeah, that's why I wear gloves with they're gloves and they have the equivalent of steel toes on each finger of the glove.
And even the glove is meant to contain the dissected member should someone bite it in half. So you can definitely get it reattached, put it in some milk or on some ice. But this just made me think, you know, like I said, about a fight that is going on. People are struggling. What kind of a maniac grabs a person's hand and bites off a thumb? That's like borderline feral animal behavior.
Yeah. It's definitely psychopathic, dude.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It is like greyhounding to the 10th power.
Yeah, because if you were like, hey, Tyson, I'll give you $20 million to bite off a thumb, I would be like, I'm maybe going to try for $20 million, but also I think I'm going to hurt my teeth too bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you, that would be to be the biter, not the bitey?
I think, man, I really wouldn't want to lose a thumb, but I also don't think I have it in me to crunch bite. Down.
Yeah.
Because I think you'd have to get some dental work done after you crunch.
You would need how many cups of sake, or however you say it?
Sake.
Or how many glasses? Sake. How many glasses of sake would you need to bite through a man's thumb? I feel like if you could get enough in you, then Tyson, even you would have the courage, the liquid courage to bite through a thumb.
All the way through a thumb? I don't even still feel like it's possible. Like,
well,
this guy
I thought about
jaw or something.
Yeah, I wondered
like
if it was a bite.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it was a biting plus sawing motion. Like he actually spent, you know, up to 5 to 10 seconds working on it, like holding the arm and just dedicated to separating that thumb. Because I'm with you. I don't think one like down bite would be enough. I think you'd have to move it like gristle in your teeth.
Yeah.
Or maybe the way he bit through it, it like popped it out of socket and then he could just snap through the flesh.
Oh my gosh. It's just golf, like two foursomes. This is
now that we're all sick.
Game.
Now that we're all physically sick,
protect yourself.
Yeah, Tyson. Do you,
yeah.
I bet that really screwed up that guy's golf game now, right?
Oh, dude, yeah. His swing's going to be totally off.
I mean, it's really...
I bet the whole rest of the afternoon...
Really the move that keeps on hurting.
Yeah, I don't think the rest of the day he had very good golf.
Do you think that was the intention? Is the guy's like, what part of his body could I mess up that's just going to ruin his grip on the golf
ball? He knew what he was doing.
It's the thumb. It's exactly the thumb.
It was a surgical strike.
Yeah.
He was a cold-blooded, man. Laser-guided missile in this fight. He knew exactly where to go.
I'm glad you didn't share the story of the woman who got 3 hole-in-ones in one tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Would that make you mad enough to see that happen, to bite someone's thumb off?
No.
Out of frustration to see a woman do so well.
When I'm struggling so bad.
When you're struggling, because you know when you're struggling in golf.
For her. Yeah.
Oh, because I'm the opposite. When I'm having a bad game, if someone else is having a good game, I don't like them at all.
Yeah. Do you guys want to hear the 911 call?
Do we?
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. if it's entertaining, let's hear it.
Let's see what we have here.
Right now is behind bars. The other at the hospital recovering after that finger was bitten off. Now, this all went down, we're told, by firefighters around 6:30 tonight at the Southers Marsh Golf Course that is in western Plymouth here. We're told 2 men got into a fight and one bit off with his teeth, the other's finger. When firefighters arrived, they found that the victim had his finger bitten off at the knuckle and the rest of his finger was on ice. Take a listen.
Be advised, an update from the PD. Apparently, there's 2 foursomes that got into an altercation, and there's been a finger that's been bitten off.
The victim is laying down on the main entrance road in between a cluster of 3 golf carts.
Now, that victim was rushed to South Shore Hospital. No word on his condition tonight. As
the golf cart surrounded him in a motherly way to protect him.
Yes.
Yeah, like they circled the wagons.
Like dolphins do when another dolphin's having a baby.
Mm.
Tyson, do you think this was a public or private golf course?
I would say public.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Sounds like definitely a greyhounding style club.
Right.
Yeah.
That guy's Facebook score has got to drop down after this, right?
Oh, it should.
Think so.
Oh, he should drop to the bottom. Biting a person's finger off is near the bottom.
One of the most important fingers.
Okay.
It's what makes us human.
You're in the foursome with that guy. Okay. You're in the foursome with the biter. You play a regular game with him. Do you continue to golf with that guy?
Do you continue to take his phone calls? I mean, really, you've just exposed
to golf with the biter.
No, I don't think so.
I'll tell you a story
that the statute of limitations is far past, so it's probably okay. When I was in high school, we went to toilet paper this guy's house, who I didn't know, but my friends knew him, and we were there, and it was all just good fun, and then all of a sudden, one of my buddies threw a brick through the front window in the middle of the night. And I just like, as we were running away, I was like, bro, if we get caught, I'm telling on you. I'm turning you in. Like, I'm letting you know right now, if I get caught, I'm turning you in. And he claimed that, that the boy there had sexually assaulted one of his friend's sisters, which I don't know what's true or false in that situation. I doubt he knew either, but still I was just like, you can't drag me into this. And we didn't get caught, but I never hung out with that kid again.
Smart move. Because no matter what, no matter what's true or what's not true, that's just a messy situation. You don't need that aggravation in your life.
Yeah. I don't need to be embroiled in whatever's going on.
Yeah. And it's the same thing with the thumb biter. Nobody needs this guy's aggravation.
Yeah.
He's willing to bite off a thumb because of golf. I mean, think of what else he's capable of.
I would sever all ties with him.
Yeah.
Hypothetically. With him.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, imagine you're out there on the golf course with that guy and then you see him like pick up his ball and like move it onto the green. Are you going to call him out, Tyson?
Yeah. No, you're too afraid. Or imagine Danny.
We'll play.
Danny has 3 wines and 4 sockies and then goes to piss on the dude. What do you think this dude's going to do?
Yeah.
Right. Well, we know what his go-to strategy is.
Yeah.
Teeth.
Yeah. Okay.
Teeth.
All right. Danny, anything else?
That's it.
That's it.
Just a word of warning to Tyson.
So
I have a new review.
Okay. Well, I just want to, you know, tie things together because, you know, we talked about so many different stories today, but I do think that we have a bit of a common theme, and that is that people should, you know, generally try to be on their best behavior. I think stop being assholes. Yeah. I mean, between people that are sharing fake news, you know, acting crazy on Instagram,
catfishing men,
sex in public, doing terrible things like Kevin Spacey did, tricking people on Tinder, biting fingers, urinating on planes. I think all of it comes down to people just need to, you know, take a deep breath, think about the repercussions of their actions. And as a society, I think we'll be in a better place.
Yeah.
But as News AF, we would not be in a better place because what would we talk about?
What would
all
we
the
talk
good things
about?
That happen
so
throughout the day?
Talk about silly stuff instead of like having to, you know, give a lesson every single week where it's like,
parts of
be respectful. Yeah. Be respectful and respect will come back. Instead, we could be like, puppy walked on its two front legs yeah. like a handstand for a while.
Yeah. Let's focus on the things that separate us from the animals. Leave the animals.
Opposable thumbs.
Yes. Again, another thing that separates us from the animal kingdom. The things that make us a civilization. Being, you know, trying to, you know, act civilly with one another.
Thank you, Rob.
Wow. That was an amazing
PSA.
That was a good PSA.
Okay. Yes.
All right, Tyson, talk to us about what's going on in the Apple Podcast Store where people can leave us ratings and reviews every week at newsaf.news.
News AF is the best. 5 stars by Roxanne Fox. We know Roxanne Fox.
Mm-hmm. I do, yes.
I love Robin Tyson, but I'm staying for Danny.
Oh.
I just want to pinch his cheeks.
Yes.
Puff your cheeks out real quick, Danny. There we go.
Mm-hmm. They've become a little sunken in lately.
While often the fall guy, he takes things in his stride. This trio is the best podcast on air. Love all three of you. Danny, do we pick on you?
No, but she might see it that way.
Yeah, but this is how you thrive off of that.
Yeah, I don't feel like you guys pick on me at all.
Okay. So. Well, if we do, you'll let us know, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll let you know. My journal knows.
Okay. Well, maybe you should read a journal entry next time.
I wonder if that's the podcast-only listener as opposed to somebody who's watching on video.
Why?
Somebody who thinks that we're picking on Danny because, oh, he is, you know, he is the guy who...
The fat guy.
He's out of shape. Everything,
oh, yeah, that could sound weird. Yeah.
And also it'd make your cheeks very pinchable.
yeah,
that would.
Pinch his cheeks, his, you know...
Give him a big cozy hug.
Yeah.
Just the perfect amount of chubby to be all snuggly with.
Yeah. People feel like he's a, you know, the victim.
Well... I got news for you guys. Danny's more muscular and has got a harder body than me and Rob put together.
Together.
So you would get zero snuggles from him.
Mm-hmm. It feels weird to Tyson say I've got a hard body, but I'll take it.
There you go.
Thank you, Tyson.
Take it. Well, what would you rather I say?
I don't know. It's just weird. Hard body. Well, don't invite me to Guadalajara. I won't be accepting any trip invitations from you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
How about
me?
A return trip to Amsterdam?
Oh, yeah.
You'd go there.
I'd go there.
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple irons in the fire, too, guys.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I'm going to Europe next Monday, so we got to do News AF on Sunday.
Right. Okay.
That's this.
And, and then if anybody wants to join me in a quest to be a multimillionaire, I've got a new investment strategy.
What is
where
it?
I'm going to play in the Poker Stars Moneymaker Tour, which is all under $90 entry fee.
Mm-hmm.
And if you win, you get a $30,000 package to go play in the Bahamas for a chance at multiple millions of dollars.
When is that going to be?
Well, the Bahamas thing is in January, but the Moneymaker Tour is all over the country.
Yes.
So I'm playing here in Phoenix. There's one next month, so I'll let you know how it goes.
People play online. They play in person.
You show up in person, but they're doing a couple different casinos in California. They're doing some back east. They're all over. You have to Google it because I can't tell you all the stops. I know that I'm definitely going to go to the one here.
What should people Google?
Probably like the Moneymaker Tour or something like that.
Moneymaker Tour or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I'm just letting you know that if you are down on your luck and need a chance at multiple millions of dollars, $86 investment is not that much.
Yeah.
I would actually even pay Danny's and Rob's entry fee if I could have half of their winnings.
Yeah, but
wow, you're putting a lot of faith in me. You think I'm going to win?
Well, no.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Tyson, but you could. But you still could.
I could. I could
do
lots of things.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to pay your entry fee, and then I'm going to bet against you. Side bet.
Smart. Sure, that would be the smart play.
Tyson, are you ever worried about like having like a bad beat or like doing a bad beat to someone? I'm not sure what the right terminology is, but you basically, you know, you win
suck
a big
out.
Hand. Are you nervous of somebody that you beat at poker biting any appendages off?
No, because that's the nature of the game. That happens all the time. Mm-hmm. So
the biting of fingers?
No, not the getting a bad beat. Taking a bad beat. That happens all the time. That's just like, it's like life. Like you can prepare for everything as much as you want and still things don't go the way you plan.
That's right. Still you end up with no thumb at the end of a golf
still
game.
You end up losing $86 in your quest to win millions and millions.
Okay. Let me also mention for our listeners, hey, want to check out some free streaming television? Why not? Pluto TV, the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. Watch 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for your credit card either. You don't need to sign up to watch for free. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again when you download Pluto TV. Download Pluto TV for free on your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TV, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. And not the kind of streaming we're talking about on a flight to Japan, okay?
Yeah, that was probably a real stinky urine stream. But I did actually download Pluto TV last week on my Roku device. It's great.
Worth, right?
Yeah, it works. It's got a bunch of channels. It has some on-demand stuff. And it has, not to, you know, keep beating the poker thing, but I like to watch poker. And they have a poker channel that you can watch poker nonstop.
Boom. Pluto TV. There you go. All right. So we will let you know when our next episode of News AF is up. Look for an update in our Facebook group, Group AF, which you can get to facebook.com/groups/groupAF. It's the only reason Tyson's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right.
It actually really is.
So check that out. Of course, follow Danny on social media. He's at Danny Bryson. Tyson is at Tyson Apostle. I'm at Rob Sestrino. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this podcast all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
See ya. We did it, guys.